So Gossip Girl, 100 episodes. It's
Yeah.
pretty it's a pretty big feat for the show and for you. I know it's been a lot of hard work has gone into that show. What can you tease for the fans about the 100th episode?
Well, as you say, it's the 100th episode, so it'd only be right if there was a, you know, a big big state of affairs going. So we have the royal wedding happening between Blair and Louis. And I think the big thing is will they, won't they? You know, everybody knows how much my character is in love with Blair and how much Blair's in love with Chuck, but is she in love with him enough? You know, what decision will she make? So that's a big kind of thing for that episode. Of course, there's a bunch of other stuff going on, but that's what features with me.
So I picture it as you just flinging open the church door and just tackling Louis, just a
Well,
full-on brawl. If you
really,
haven't shot that, can you go back and make it happen? Because
we
I
could
think the
do
Chuck and
that.
Blair fans want you to just rip him apart.
Well, I think so too, you know? Or he runs and he just trips when he's running down the alley, and it's just the most embarrassing moment of all time. And he's gonna go.
Heard that the fans are a little invested in Chuck and Blair? Has this word
I have.
reached
It's been a
you?
theme. It's been a
Okay.
theme, and it's been a subject that's been brought up a lot today. But no, they haven't. I mean, it's an incredible thing, you know. These fans are, you know, our viewers, our sacred viewers, are all heavily invested in this
Right.
relationship. And I mean, it's great, you know what I mean? So am I, you know. I've been doing this for 5 years. I've poured my heart and soul into this character, and so it's something that I'm, you know, in it with them. So.
When you get a script like the second to last episode where Chuck and Blair are in the back of the car, they finally, you know, they're finally getting back together, reconnecting, telling each other that they love each
I
other, and
know.
then
It was
bam!
very,
Are you sort of like, are you kidding me?
I was heartbroken. I mean, it was very Diana and Dodie, you know? It was, but it was, no, I mean, it was something about that scene, you know? It was very mysterious, you know, and very, even though it was this moment of happiness, you could sense that something, of course, I knew what was going to happen because I read the script, but there was something about it when we were doing it. It was very, you could sense within the happiness there was tragedy, which is, you know, the standout characteristic of these guys' relationship.
When you get the final Gossip Girl script, whenever that will be, if it does not end with Chuck and Blair together, are you going to have some words with the producers? Are you going to let them do what they want to do?
No, because I'm honestly not. I don't. You know, it's really interesting when I really think about it. It's like that question if someone asks you where do you want to be in your life in 10 years. You know, you don't know where you want to be. With these guys, I don't know, and I have so much faith in our team behind the show that I'm just fascinated to see what they come up with. You know, because I have no doubt they're going to come up with something where I'm just going to be like, wow, that was great. That's perfect. So if they find their way together, they do. I mean, but the journey there is going to be the most interesting thing.
You and Leighton, I think, are two of the most talented actors on television today.
Thank
I
you.
think you're going to have a long movie career after
Well,
this
thank
show,
you.
should you want it. But I'm also curious how you've developed the chemistry that you have, because I think you both are
Yeah.
so solid and so good at what you do. How is it working with her at this point?
Well,
You've been doing it for quite some
I'm
time.
madly in love with Leighton, so that's what helps on my half. Maybe so much that she doesn't even have to be in love with me, which I'm sure is what
You
she's
love
saying.
enough for the two
I
of
love
you.
enough, she's mine. No, I don't know, you know, I mean, I'm incredibly close with her. She's a lovely girl, and, you know, I think she was 20 and I was 19 when we started the show, and, you know, it's such an important kind of development stage of young adulthood, and, you know, to grow up on this show and go through that, it's, you know, together. I mean, you're gonna have a very strong bond. But she, no, she's a remarkable talent, and there is just sometimes you can't put things into words with connections or sparks when you're acting with someone, and you know, we got the right pairing, I guess.
Absolutely. Have you given a lot of thought as to how much longer you would like the show to go and how much more Chuck Bass do you have in you? Do you think you can go for a while?
I have a bit left in me.
A bit.
It's an exhausting character because it is so, well, I mean, for the reasons that have been so apparent throughout the whole course of the show, you know. He's not platonic in any way. you know. So I've got a bit, but I mean, look, we might do one more year. We might. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't make the decisions really. I am a mere player. But look, I love it. It's great. You know, I live in New York and get to do this show and get to do a job, which is brilliant. So I'm so happy, so blessed, and just taking it as it comes. You know, I'm still young. I'm only 24, so
right.
It's all good.
I was talking to some of the producers last night, and they were saying that they're continually impressed by how you can take something on the page that they feel isn't all that great and turn it into something totally incredible. Just
me?
In your delivery.
This is that about
yes,
me?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
They like you. I don't know
Thank
if you've heard this.
God.
Yes.
That's good. Can I get that in writing?
I think I actually have it, a recording of it. So I'll give that to you.
Mm-hmm.
But do you feel now that you can embody Chuck Bass? I mean, that you can
I
just
do.
Snap
I mean,
into
look,
it.
It's something about knowing the character and doing it for so long that it's just, I know how he responds, how he moves to things, and that's that.
Yeah.
But also what's the interesting thing is you start to feel at times like, then I'll go out in my own life, and I'm totally not like my character, but there'll be moments where I'm just so used to behaving or moving in this way for that character, I'll feel myself do something that he'll do. And it's like, what are you doing? We're possessed by this character all of a sudden.
Right.
And it's,
who is this hooker in my bed? No, I'm just kidding.
That was once.
Okay,
was
okay.
Once.
And you learned your lesson.
Kind of. I do know the character well. And,
right.
You know, I mean, he'll be with me, excuse me, for forever. You know, it's my first big thing.
Are the fans going to cry when they see the 100th episode? Is there anything? It could be tears of joy, tears of sadness. Is it an emotional episode?
If they don't cry, oh God, yeah.
Okay.
If they don't cry, then we need to do the 200th. No, if they don't cry, they'll cry. There'll be some tears. Maybe I'll cry.
How has it been for you, the transition going from someone who could just walk around New York City, walk around, you're from London, correct?
Yeah.
Walk around London with total anonymity to Chuck Bass from Gossip Girl, Ed Westwick. You have so many fans that
yeah.
care deeply.
Yeah.
And so I would imagine you have a lot of Gossip Girl fans that come up to you. You also have paparazzi following you. How has that been for you to come to terms with?
It's a weird experience, you know? I mean, it's a weird experience. There's no other way to put it, you know? And especially at kind of 19 when the show started, it's, you know, your early 20s, I mean, you're really kind of, it's young adulthood, you know? You're figuring yourself out in the adult world. And to do that under a camera or a microscope at times, in fact, is very, it's very strange, you know. It can be infuriating. It can be great because it totally pours into the vanity that you have when you're in your early 20s.
Well, it's lovely to see you. Keep up the good
pleasure.
Work. Like I said, I really do enjoy your work, and I think
thank you very much.
You have a long career ahead of you.